Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, the year 2018, we are declaring to be a year of good things. Amen. So, I want to take a few minutes to share with you and pray with you on what these good things are. Amen. What do you think? Is that a good idea? So, Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And it says in verse 11, it says, Christ being come and high priest of good things to come. Amen. By a greater and a more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Amen. So, you can see clearly that Jesus Christ is a high priest of good things. Amen. So Jesus Christ is a high priest of good things. Everybody say a high priest of good things. So Jesus Christ is somebody who is a priest who serves. You see, a priest is someone who serves. So he's a priest who serves ministers. A priest is a minister. So he is a minister, someone who serves good things. So, as you enter 2018, Jesus Christ is ready to serve you with good things.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive good things? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Beautiful. And we are reading from verse 14. It says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written. Hallelujah. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So the gospel of Jesus Christ is the bringing of glad tidings or glad news of good things. So in Jesus Christ, you are blessed to know that the gospel is actually good news about good things. So as we declare a year of good things, your high priest, Jesus Christ, you know, in the some of the other churches, they have what they call a mass server. You know what that is? They serve. You see, it's like a junior priest. A priest is somebody who serves things. So Jesus Christ is a priest of good things. And then the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of good news about good things. So when you hear the gospel in 2018, know that something good about good things is coming your way.
Yes.
Just because you know Jesus Christ.
Receive it.
Hallelujah. Now, number three, I'm explaining to you what is a year of good things. How many are interested to know what is a year of good things? Now, in Luke chapter 1, point number 3. Have I given you 2 points already? Or I didn't give you the points? I said number 1, Jesus Christ is the high priest of good things. What do you want to hear again? And then number 2, the gospel is glad tidings of good things. Oh, what? Is there another point again? Number 3. Oh, what did I tell you to turn to? No. Luke 16. Luke chapter 16. It's a story you know. Luke 16. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
There was, verse 19. There was a certain man. I'm not preaching. I'm giving you the explanation of next year, which we are going to pray about. Hallelujah. There was a certain man, rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fed sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom, because he was surrounded by angels all the time. And the rich man also died and was buried, no angels. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. I'm talking about good things. Are you still interested in my topic? Good things. And he seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Hey! But Abraham answered a very important question with a very important answer. He said, remember that in thou, in thy lifetime, receivest thy good things. In thy lifetime, thou receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Hey! So you see here, you can see a bit of light coming into what are good things. Because Lazarus was a beggar. He received evil things. He was begging. You'll never be found begging all the days of your life.
I receive
even give me volume. Even diplomatic begging, like how the president and others go around begging for money from European countries. You'll never be begging anyone all your life.
I receive it.
Yes. No. This type of insinuations about how you need something and it wouldn't be bad if somebody would drop something for you and so on, you'll never be found making such comments anywhere.
I receive it.
Begging is one of the evil things. And the rich man was having good things. And Jesus Christ is a high priest of good things. And the gospel is glad tidings of good things. Hey! Now you see Lazarus receives thy... He received evil things. Whilst the rich man was receiving good things in his lifetime. So you can have a lifetime of good things. A whole lifetime. He says, in thy lifetime, receivest thy good things. So your lifetime can be loaded with good things. But your lifetime can also be loaded with evil things. It will never be your story in Jesus.
Receive it.
Hey, a lifetime. A lifetime of evil things. Begging. Nobody here will beg. If those who are early, those who are here early and are listening to me,
talk to us, Papa.
I declare and decree and prophesy over you that you can never beg on this earth again till you die in the name of Jesus.
Professor,
you never have to beg anybody till you die.
I receive it
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. He was full of sores. He was receiving evil things. I prophesy no disease of long-standing nature will ever be diagnosed in your life in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
He had dogs as nurses. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores daily. I prophesy.
Professor,
in the day that you need medical care, you will never be treated and cared for by dogs in your life.
I receive it.
Whatever a dog represents to care for you, to lick your sores, I prophesy,
Professor,
that you never experience dogs caring for you in your life.
It.
In the name of Jesus. Now, he was laid at the gate of the rich man. desiring crumbs. These are all evil things. It's in the Bible. I didn't write them. Have you seen my name there before? I didn't write it. It was laid at the gate of the rich man, desiring. Yes, he was at his gate. Just at the gate, so that when he comes out and he goes, you'll never be pitiful for anybody to
pity. I receive it.
Remember what I'm saying. I say you'll never be pitiful for anybody to pity it. In this life. Whatever makes somebody say sorry. Whatever makes somebody say, oh, mopo.
Hey.
It will never happen to you in
I
the name of
Jesus. I receive it.
The prophecy you believe. I said the prophecy you believe is the one that will happen practically in your life. A lifetime of good things. I prophesy. A lifetime. Lifetime. Yes. In thy lifetime.
Lifetime.
He was full of sores, laid at the gate, desiring to be fed from the crumbs. You see, again, it's explaining good things and evil things. Crumbs. Do you understand what is the meaning of crumbs? You see, crumbs are like when you have bread. And then you rub it. And then some flakes come off. That's what he wanted. Those of you who have been only eating wele. You don't eat real meat. Eh? Can't get without fish.
Yeah.
Gary without fish. Gary and salt. Nane stew. You see, with nane stew, is the knuckles. The knuckles and the joints of the pig. That is nane stew. The joints of the leg. How do you say it in tree? Nane stew. Kotodre stew. Do they have a stew called Kotodre stew? Kotodre stew!
Yeah.
When you must be using your Kotodre to praise the Lord, you are using it as a stew. What meat are you getting from that place? Kotodre stew. You are lifted to a higher level.
I receive it.
Whatever represents crumbs.
Hey.
You see, some of you, you don't eat meat, only egg. Yes. Like, in place of meat, it's like egg. No, you cannot afford meat. Okra is not protein. You cannot replace meat with okra. Mushroom. Instead of meat, you have mushroom.
Yeah.
Kaya bashata. Your life will be nice. A lifetime.
I receive it.
A lifetime.
I receive
a lifetime
it.
Of good things.
I receive it.
He said, remember that in thy lifetime. In
I
thy lifetime.
It.
In thy lifetime.
Yes.
In thy lifetime. In thy lifetime. In thy lifetime.
Receive
thou receivest thy good things.
It.
Good things in thy lifetime.
Bring it out, sir.
Now, he was laid at the gate of the rich man. He was laid. People helped him, carried him. you will never be carried. Only when you are dead, you'll be carried. But before then, no one will carry you.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
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 I receive it. Professor.
A lifetime of good things. Yes. But now he is comforted. That means that being comforted is part of the good things. Yes. To be comforted. To have somebody who is comforts you, who is nice to you, who is kind to you. You find a nice person.
I receive it.
Comfort to you. You see, one of the words for wife, one of the words for a wife is comforter. Yes. You see, the Holy Spirit is called the help. The helper. I'll send you another helper. A comforter. A wife is a help meet. Yes. There are three people that are called helps. Helps, ministers, Holy Spirit, and wife. They all use that same title, help. So, comforter is supposed to be... You see, a comforter cannot solve things, but it's comforting. Yes. Some people are married, but the wife is not a comforter. You see, in America, what they use to cover themselves to sleep is called a comforter. You see, so that is a name of another name of a wife. Like if you have a wife, you don't have to buy that thing. You see, one day, a certain man, he was married and he was following some other girls. And somebody was complaining. Why is he following small girls? So when I met the wife was more than iron rods. Do you know iron rod? Like metal plates. So when I saw the wife manifesting, I said, there is an explanation why the man is following small comforters. On a less soft chichale, very hard. He says he is comforted in heaven. He is comforted, but thou art tormented. Some of you ladies, no man has spoken nicely to you before. Yes. Only lies, if at all. And I prophesy in 20
years,
a certain brother will come to your life and he will speak comfortably to you.
I receive it.
Shakabela basata.
I receive it.
And comfort you.
Yes.
And soothe your heart in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Amen. Tell somebody, I'm receiving a lifetime. A lifetime of good things. A lifetime of good things. Kabashata.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Are you still around or you are leaving? Sit down. of receiving good things. Amen. Now, are you ready? Point number four. Have you got 3 points? Don't say that I have not given you the points. Luke chapter 1, verse 46. I'm speaking half of this message in 2017 and the other half in 2018. Now, God can turn the tables in your life and fill you with good things. Luke 1:46. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden." Whoever here is in a low estate, like you are not, like you don't live at Laboni. You get what I'm saying? Like you don't live at Ringway Estate or Airport or, I mean, any of those areas. Your low estate is being lifted up in this service.
I receive it.
He has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has sowed strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Verse 52. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. This is Mary. This is Mary, the one who was chosen. All right. And verse 53. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. So you can see that Mary, from her experience as someone chosen, someone who was nothing, nobody, chosen by God, she's someone who knew what it's like to be lifted up and be taken as a hungry person and to be filled with good things. Today marks the end of hunger.
I receive it.
No one will pass by KFC and turn your head looking longingly. You would rather say that this thing, I'm tired of it. I mean, I don't feel like eating all these things. I mean, what are all these KFC? You are being promoted today, I'm telling you.
I receive it.
KFC is nothing for you. I prophesy it's nothing to you. Some of you pass by KFC and you feel that there are some posh people who are supposed to buy, but it's like it's not you are to for check and some other lower chef solo and so on. He has filled Indomie and what? Sardines. Indomie and sardines. Listen, he has filled the hungry with good things. You'll never be hungry again.
I receive it.
Yes. Indomie and sardine. You see, it's not even Indomie and sardine. It's Indomie and sardine oil. Sardine oil. The smell is in the body. The actual, they are not there. You know, when I got married on Sundays, my wife and I, I was staying at my father's hotel. We would drive from Kolegu. When we get to near the place, we realize we don't have food and we don't have money to. So we'll pack and we'll... What do you have? What do I have? And we put it together and said, this can buy corned beef. This can buy, because she knows how to cook fast. Oh, yeah. Those of you married people don't know how to cook. You are lost. You are lost. It's two boys in the house. That's what has happened to two boys. You are not being comforted in this life. Huh? You are not being comforted. But we are beginning to have a lifetime of good things.
I receive it.
Today, by the grace of God, I don't know the price of corned beef. I don't know what it costs. If, first of all, if you've been spotted, it's no more as it used to be. But I don't even know what it is costing. Yes. But I knew then it was about addition and combinations before you can make one thing. Joint forces. It's a joint force. Delta force. Delta financial force. But he has filled the hungry. You'll never be hungry in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2030, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, 2035, is lifting you higher than food. Yes. You know, one day I went somewhere and somebody asked me, why are you not eating? I said, oh, if I'm hungry, this is not where I'll eat. Yes. If I'm hungry, this is not where I'll eat. Yes. You see, you have been invited to a party or a program. You've brought your stomach as an emergency force, like fire service coming to come and put out a fire. You brought everything about you to this one program. How? It shows something is missing. Good things are missing. From today, you never take your I read to any.
I receive it.
Again. Sometimes when I see people eating that program, I ask myself that, you didn't have food in the house. You didn't have anything in the house. And you are going to take away. You are taking parking something. Why? Recently, somewhere asked me, "Are you not?" I said, oh, "I don't eat at such place. Okay. If I'm feeling hungry, this is not where or how. This is not what or where I'll be. They have arranged food. Please, even my salivary glands have probably been called into operation. Kabashata.
I receive it.
You see, you can't even believe that it can happen. That you'll be at a program and they have put a food and say, look at this. I mean, I don't know. One day I saw a brother. You know, we were somewhere and he went to dish himself.
Hey.
And he came back. At least four people could have eaten the food that he has packed on his life. Everything.
Hey.
You know, it was so much that I called Bishop Saki. I told him, I said, T, call this brother after. And explain to him some things. It's too much. You will never bring your IRED to any program again.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Stand to your feet. All right. To be continued. Now, I am going briefly for 40 minutes to the Kodesh to share with them something, and I'll be back. Amen. To continue. But in the meantime, because I'm crossing over with you here. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing. It's a real blessing. Amen. So I want us to really, because I've started to share with you what are these good things. How many are already excited about the good things that are being released fantastically? So I want us to go into a time of prayer and worship and prayer. And you see, because it's, we laugh, we joke, but it's real. Yes, it's real. You know, prosperity is not about forcing yourself too hard. You see, one day there were two dogs in a house. There was a small one and a big one. And the big one was very muscular. And he was outside. But the small one, very small, like almost like a cat, he was inside. So one day the outside dog came and saw the inner dog and came to talk to him. He said, "Chale, you are enjoying, what is your secret? Because me, I'm outside. Rain beats me. Lightning. I'm afraid every day. When I bark and there's no visitor, they whip me. The children stone, they throw stones at me. I am given bones. I eat from the floor. But you," he was looking through the window, "you sleep on a carpet. You eat the master's food. You even sometimes eat from his plate. You enjoy air conditioner. When the rain is beating me, you, I will be looking at you through the glass." So he asked him, "So what is your secret?" The small dog said, "I don't know." He said, "I walk on my 2 feet. My two. That's, I don't know. I don't do anything." He said, "I am looking for armed robbers outside. Sometimes they throw poisonous meat for me to eat. I have to be sure before I eat. So many dangers. You are inside enjoying." You see, and you see, when I saw that, I realized that the prosperity of the small dog, it's not by force and by might. It's like some grace has found this small dog. That's why he's sleeping on the carpet, on the pillow, the master's cushions. Yes, it's not with the strength. He doesn't even have backing power. This one is backing. When he backs the wrong back, they whip him. They stone him. He's always checking whether the meat is poisonous. Yes. So prosperity, you see, it's not by the way you may think in your life. So the good things we are talking about, it takes the grace of God. And Hebrews 4:16, it says, whenever we come to the throne of grace, two things you must always ask for: grace and mercy. Let us come to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy, which is forgiveness, and grace. So as we get towards the new year, I want us to call on God, Lord, grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Please take your seat for a moment. Wow. Try to sit down, everybody. Amen. There's a lot of chairs outside. You need to sit all the chairs outside, please. Beautiful. Outside is far cooler than inside. You may not know God has created air conditioner, natural air conditioning. Please settle down. We are like 10 minutes away from 2018. Hallelujah. Please settle down quickly. All outside. You must be sitting outside. All right. What a blessing. Are you glad to be here on 31st night service? Please, all of you who are standing, you know, sometimes on 31st night, all kind of people come to church who are not even Christians. So I need you to sit down in a proper position. I don't want you to be standing at the wrong place. Now, 2018 is a year of good things. It is declared a year of good things. So, as we enter, you know, the Bible says God in Amos 3 verse 7, God will not do anything except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. So God has revealed to me that next year is a year of good things. And I want you to really expect good things. All right? Now, if we look in Luke chapter 16, I was sharing with you before I left to the Kodesh. Luke 16, verse 25. God said to Abraham, Abraham said, "Son, in thy lifetime, thou receivest thy good things. And likewise, Lazarus, evil things." All right? So, good things. What was Lazarus receiving? Evil things. Lazarus was laid at the gate of the rich man. Huh? Is it a good thing? Nobody will carry you in this life on a stretcher. You'll never be carried into an operation room in Jesus' name. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that you are receiving. He was full of sores. You never have an incurable disease in your life. Now, you see, these ones, you have to really believe, because the kind of incurable diseases that are in the system now, when I say you have to just swallow fully, you must believe. Yes, there are many things. So you must believe. Yes. I prophesy.
Prophesy.
In life. Listen, he says, in thy lifetime, thou receivest thy good things. Yes. Good things. So you can have a lifetime of receiving good things. And you can have a lifetime of receiving evil things. Yes. So, as we cross over into 2018, I am prophesying, and not just prophesying, but I'm telling you that there are two options: a lifetime of receiving evil things and a lifetime of receiving good things. Lazarus was a beggar. Now, we have types of beggars. We have diplomatic beggars. We have political beggars. A beggar is not only the one standing by the car. But there's a way of even talking that shows you need something. I once went for a 31st all night. And the pastor stood there and said, "And today, I don't even have anything in my pocket." I'm not telling you a fable. I was standing there. Almost the whole church started crying. We felt sorry for him. And I'm sure after church, he received a lot of assistance. Good things. No form of begging will be associated with you throughout your lifetime.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. So Lazarus had evil things. And God said, Abraham said, now he is comforted. Now, some of you have no one to comfort you. Huh? But I prophesy. A nice person is going to come into your life in 2018.
I receive it.
The prophecy you believe is the one that you are going to experience.
I believe. Speak up.
Shaka payada.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11. It says, Christ being come as a high priest of good things. Jesus Christ is a priest of good things. Read it for yourself. I didn't invent the Bible. What a nice verse. A priest is a server. He serves God's things to human beings. And Jesus Christ is a high, he has come as a high priest of good things. So this year, as we enter, it's like a minute to go. Stand to your feet and you are standing into good things.
I receive it.
Beautiful. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Romans chapter 10, verse 15. How shall they preach? Hallelujah. Except they be sent, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. So as you come to church, you are hearing the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Good things. So the message is a message of glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah! Are you excited about a lifetime of receiving good things? Lift your hand as we enter into 2018 and thank God that good things are declared over your life prophetically. You are entering now. We are just crossing. Lift your hand and thank God for his power, his mercy, his grace. Kalama shandolama mandolomo kabarandalima. It is 11:59. 1 minute to go. 1 minute. 1 minute. Mara mala shandala bakabarandalime. Mandolo parala bakebala mandali baba. Rambala mandale bekebandala baba. 10 seconds more. 10 seconds more to enter into your year of good things. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. And you are in the year of good things. Good things. Jesus. Good things, good things, good things, good things, good things, good things. Andola Mashakare Modola Boka Baraba. Bela Masapana Makabara Baraba. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Begin to clap. Begin to clap your hands and thank the Lord. Begin to give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Your year, our year of good things has begun. Our year of good things has begun. Our year of good things. Yes, we have entered a year of good things. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for our year of good things. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and congratulate the person. Say, you made it into the year of good things. You made it. 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 You made it into your year of good things. You made it. You made it. It's your year. The year you get married. The year you see good things. The year you have the car. The year God blesses you. The year you be anointed. The year you travel abroad. The year you break free. The year your enemies will be defeated. The year you hear good news. The year you find the beloved. The year your wedding will come to pass. We have entered your year of good things. We have entered a year of blessings. A year of good things. Sit down, sit down. Wow. Thank God I made it. I said, thank God I made it. Thank God you made it into the year of good things. And the beginning of the year is going to be very good as well. Like this beginning, like the first few weeks are going to be very good weeks. Hallelujah. Sit down. Listen, the gospel is a message of good things. You know, you are condemned already by your own life. Your own life condemns you. So, to have somebody like Jesus come and set you free, I don't know anything better than that. It's very good news. Yes. And it affects your whole life. Because you are no more in bondage. You no longer have to be destroyed by the snakes that want to fasten themselves to your life. You no longer be destroyed by the devil. It's your year of good things. So I love Jesus. You know, throughout my life, I see more and more that Jesus coming into my life. I thought, give your life to Jesus. Don't do this. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't this. Don't. It's more than that. Your whole life is changed by Jesus. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25. It says, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. You see, your sins hold back the good things of your life. So that is why when Jesus comes, into your life. Yes. And takes away your sins. He takes away the reason why you shouldn't have certain good things. Yes. So thank God for Jesus. Because he says, your sins, look at this scripture, have withholding good things from you. Your sins have kept back good things. Think about your life. You know, when you commit fornication so much, what happens is that you can't marry at a point. Because you can't stay with one girl. That's what happens. People don't know that that's what they are doing to themselves. You have a taste for girls. Every girl you see, you have to sleep with her. It's very difficult to marry. So the good experience of having a family is withheld from you. When you become a homosexual, what happens is that you develop a taste for something strange. And you no longer two men and you have adopted a child as your child. It's bizarre. I think it's bizarre. Yes. So our sins hold back good things from us. Jeremiah 5:25. Your sins have withholden good things from you. Proverbs 28:10. Proverbs 28, look at it. Beautiful scripture. Proverbs 28:10. It says, whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. An upright person will have many good things. So, serving God and following Jesus is not just, don't do this. But it is the upright who has certain good things. For you to have even a family, it's Christ who even gives us the idea of beloved and then marriage. Christ is the one who does all that. If there was no Christ, we didn't think of such a thing. We just flow with each other. You are my girlfriend, you are my boyfriend, you are my girlfriend, you are my boyfriend, and that's all. Yes. But Christ makes us have good things in our lives. Yes. So the upright shall have good things in possession. So from today, as you serve God in uprightness, expect many good things.
I receive it.
To be released into your life. And just as Abraham said to the rich man, remember in thy lifetime, thou receivest thy good things. You are going to have a lifetime of good things because you are now upright, serving God properly. Yes. And I want you to expect it, because the expectation of the righteous will not be cut off. So whatever you expect, and I'm glad you are excited about good things, because whatever you expect, that's what's going to come in to you.
I receive it.
Yes. Hallelujah. Is it fantastic? Is it powerful? Is it amazing? Is it wonderful? Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Who forgiveth? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth thine iniquities? Who healeth thy diseases? These are the benefits of serving. You tell people to serve God and follow Jesus, and he'll be looking at you as if you are trying to give them chloroquine to mix with Gary and drink it. and they make their face a wavy. Why do you want me to be a Christian? It's like as if somebody's harassing you.
Yeah.
Hey, you won't get poor. It's honorific. All these are blessings. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Verse 5. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Hey! Charlie, you are going to be young, pa.
I receive it.
You know, when you are young, you want to be old. And when you are old, you want to be young. That's why you see some of the young guys with beards. They feel that like they're becoming older. You know, like they look like... Look. The blessing of the Lord is that your youth is renewed. Renewable youth. You see, when you are not young, you can't even laugh. When you say, I love you, you say, I hear what you are saying. But when you are young, when they say, I love you, say, yeah, I feel it, man. I feel it. How many young people can feel some love? Shakabaya dala baba.
I feel it in my heart.
Yeah. When you are old, you'll be praying for youthfulness. Yes. Yes. So one of the blessings of God is that He satisfies your mouth with good things, so it means that God will even give you a type of diet that makes your face look young, makes you have energy.
I receive it.
Makes you behave like a young person.
I receive it.
Kapala shata yada.
I receive it. Yeah.
Some girls have even stopped doing their hair. Like they feel so old that they've stopped doing their hair. I know they are around. Check around and you see some people there. I mean, like, you stop doing your hair. Like, etobo, you have natural hair. You say it's natural hair. You say it's natural hair. Where are those people? You stop doing your hair. Like, you don't have energy to do your hair. You cannot have premature aging. Like you are 25, but you look like a man, maybe who is coming. I mean, like somebody who has given birth to so many and has suffered in life and knows so many difficulties as a young person. Oh. I thank God that I am younger than most of my members. You know, you are not stronger than me. If you like, let's stay here. We are staying here all night. You see who is strong. Good things. So that your youth is renewed. You can fly. Stamina. Hey. Strength. You see some people. One day I spoke to a sister. I told her she was married and she was behaving like an elderly lady. I said, look, if you were in the world, you would have been somebody's girlfriend by now. Yes. I'm telling you. Huh? Somebody would have been chasing you. And you'd be doing your self-styles. But now as you have married 28 years, you have made yourself a mommy bee who is like, I mean, you don't know certain things and I mean, you are tired. This is a year of being young and receiving good things so that you become young.
Yes.
All of my greater love members, I'm taking them to Israel to renew their youth. They have to renew their youth. You have to go and bath in the sea of the Dead Sea to remove all death from you. Hey. The blessing is for you to be young. Yes. So, brothers, don't be angry with yourself because of some of the feelings that you are experiencing. Kala shata pala. It's a sign that you are alive. You are an eagle. You are an eagle with strength, with muscles. People are praying for feelings. You are having them free of charge. Free feelings. It's a good feeling from God. That's why you have to marry young. So that you can use your eagle strength. When you see an eagle catching a deer, lifting it up, it's not a small thing. Yes, he can pick your child and lift him. Very strong. Very strong. When you see that they eat meat, they pick an animal. When you see them like that, flying, and when they dive, you don't have a chance. Yes, strength. And they have eyes. They can see far. You see us wearing glasses. It shows that some idyllic abilities are going down.
Yeah.
Receive new eyes.
I receive it. Professor.
Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. This one there is going to happen. And it shall be, when the Lord shall have brought thee into the land of 2018, which he sware to thy fathers, to Abraham. Is Abraham your father? Is Isaac your father? Is Jacob your father? To give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. This year you receive something you didn't build.
I receive it.
I said you receive something you didn't build.
I receive it.
You receive something you didn't build.
I receive it.
You receive something you didn't build.
I receive it.
You receive something you didn't build.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Verse 11. And houses full of good things which thou fillest not in 2018. You are receiving houses full of good things.
I receive it.
Practically in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Hey.
Hey.
These are scriptures in the Bible. Are you watching the scriptures? Yes. Houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. I said you receive a house you didn't build.
I receive it.
Full of good things you didn't fill it with.
It.
Vineyards you didn't plant.
I receive it.
Trees you didn't plant.
I receive,
receive
it.
It in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Good things. It's a year of good things. Yes. Yes. Luke 16 verse 25. Look at it. Beautiful. Luke 16 verse 25. It says, but Abraham said, son, remember in thy lifetime thou receivest thy good things. So you are going to have a lifetime. In thy lifetime. In thy what? In thy what? In thy lifetime. In thy lifetime. Not death time. Not after your life. I mean your lifetime. Thou receivest thy good things. So now he's telling them that in the Deuteronomy, he said, houses full of good things. Shalas, furniture.
Receive it.
Furniture. I see furniture.
Hey.
I see televisions.
Professor.
I see iPads.
I receive it.
I see a carpet.
I receive it.
I see mobile phones lying around.
I receive it.
I see things that are needed around filling the house.
Yeah.
Whatever you need. Receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Amazing. A life, in thy lifetime, thou receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. Now, point number 10. Every nation has good things. Genesis 45, verse 22. And to his father, he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt. You see, every country has good things. So Ghana has good things. That's what the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Every country has good things, but it depends. Like Proverbs 28 verse 10, it says that the upright will eat the good things. So God gives you good things, and God wants you to experience good things, but you need to be upright. Yes. And you can be in a country like Ghana. Every country, there are bad things and there are good things, but you are going to experience the good things.
I receive it
in this life. The good things of Ghana. Do you know that there are nice areas in Ghana, nice houses in Ghana? Some of you have never been to East Legon, this area before. And you only know certain, areas. Teshi, what? Teshi Mami. And what? Tribleu. Huh? Nima. And where? These are the areas you know. You have not been to this area before. Jamestown, Manprobi. These are... Kolewoku. You see nice areas from now. He said, I'm sending to my father asses or cars filled with the good things of Egypt. So every country has good things and bad things. And there are people. You see, one day a pastor came to, we invited him to Ghana, an American. When he came, then he was going, he said, I've had a completely different impression of Ghana. He said, this is the second time I've come to Ghana. He said, the first time, I had a different impression. You see, because the first time he came, I don't know which area he was taking and which hotel he was put in. So he said, I've had a different impression. Because you can come to Ghana and have a completely different impression. It depends. So that's why this man will say, I have laden the asses with the good things of Egypt for my father. Because there are good things in every country, but it depends on who you are moving with. You are moving with the higher and the better crowd. He said, I've had a different impression. The next year, in January, he sent me a letter, this pastor, an American, that, am I not going to invite him again? Yes. This time he was inviting. He's to Ghana. Will I not invite him again to Ghana? Self-invitation. Well, he has come to experience the good things of Ghana. He had never experienced it before. Where he stayed, the food that he ate. Because if you come to Ghana, you are a foreigner and you are only given whatever to eat, such as what? What? Kenke and what? Kenke and fish. And shito. A white man from America, you are giving him banku and okra soup. When he sees the okra soup moving, and he says, hey, in the name of Jesus. You give him nane stew. Kotodwe stew. Kotodwe stew. A white man. Huh? Do you know what they eat? They eat steak. That just the meat. And you've given him the knuckles and the bones. All the joints. The small, small joints. That he should chew the marrow. Nani stew. So in January, he sent me and he said, I am fixing my calendar, so please give me the date. And then he was a grown up, so I didn't, you know. But the next year, again, he sent a message that, am I not inviting him to Ghana again? He wants to come. Yes. Just one visit to have the good things of Egypt. You, from today, you are going to see the good things that are in Ghana.
I receive it. Yes.
In Jesus' name. And when you see the good things, you'll not always be in a hurry to leave. Because you realize that, Charlie, I'm seeing something good here. Yeah. Finally, the best good thing that God can give you is the Holy Spirit. Luke 11 verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? In Matthew 7, I think 11, it says that how much more will your Father give good things to you? Yes, good things. Matthew 7, verse 11. You see, it says that in Matthew 7, 11, that how much more will your Father give you good things to those who ask? But in Luke 11, it goes a step further and tells us what are those good things. You see, and it says that if you know how to give good gifts, it's the same thing. How much more will your Father give you the Holy Spirit? Well, the greatest gift you can ever have is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Me, my favorite, if you ask me for anything that I want now, I say, well, give me the Holy Spirit. Like, there are levels of the Holy Spirit. There are levels. I don't mean anointing to make people fall down or anything. The Holy Spirit affects. You see, there are different mentions in the Bible. I don't know if my computer man can find it. But we have different spirits. We have the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom makes you rich. Spirit of understanding. Understanding makes people choose you. In Isaiah 11. Yeah. When you don't understand, people don't choose you. Yeah. Remember, I gave you a scripture. Good understanding giveth favor. Proverbs 13:15, I think. Yeah. Good understanding gives favor. Beautiful. People don't choose you. I mean, like, you don't understand things. Unushishi. Do you understand it? Yes, understanding is far. There is a spirit of holiness. Yes, spirit of holiness. Hey, God can help you to be holy. There's a spirit of grace. Yes, grace, just the spirit of grace. Like grace, grace, grace. Spirit of grace. Spirit of grace. Have you found the spirit of grace? Where is it? The spirit of grace. Yeah. And also in Hebrews, he talks about, have you done despite to the spirit of grace? Yeah, beautiful. We have the spirit of power in your life. Spirit of love. Spirit of a sound mind. Spirit of humility. Spirit of faith. Spirit of love. Holy Spirit is so many things. Yes. It changes you. The human part of you becomes less. And the supernatural part of you becomes more. Yes. This year, the supernatural part of you will become greater.
I receive it.
Greater.
I receive it.
Greater.
I receive it.
I want the supernatural part of me. Yes. Why would anybody give an offering to me? Because I'm a doctor. It's the supernatural part. Yes. There's no reason to give an offering to me on earth except something supernatural. Unless you have some spiritual reason. There's no reason. So tonight, as we have come through into this new year, we are going to approach his throne and say, Lord, we thank you for all the good things, especially the Holy Spirit. Stand to your feet. A lifetime of good things. Nobody should be outside. Please, there's some space on this side, I think. I'm not so sure. But in the corner there. I'll stand up so you can all see me. All right? No, our church has become a real church now, because when it's a real church, on 31st, you have a lot of people coming to church. When it's not a real church, people don't come to church on 31st. I just came from the Kodesh. The whole place is the biggest 31st night. We had it outside. I've not seen it like that before at the Kodesh. Yeah. Jam packed to the uttermost in the car park. Amazing. Yeah. I used a police rider to come here in time. The police brought me. Now, as you are part of this ministry, whatever good thing God has given us, it's seeping into you.
I receive it.
You know, you cannot be with somebody and not be affected by the person. I mean, you may think you are leading your wife, but it's not so true. Your wife influences you very much. You may say, I'm the head, but you are the head, but something is also there. It's true. That's why sometimes husbands rise up and say, listen, I'm the head of this. They can feel that the thing is going. They can feel that they are losing that headship. Silently, but in reality. Yes. Is it amazing? So we are going to lift our hands just for a short time, and just a short prayer. No one should, but this is a very important time. This is a beginning. You see, what you do at the beginning of the year is very important. Years ago, when I used to go to the race course, the horses would line up in front of a net, and then the net just goes up, and everybody has to be there. If your horse is turned this way, and then the net goes up, because sometimes it happens, and everybody goes, and you don't start well, it affects the whole race. So how you start the year affects the whole year. Yes. So as we are here to thank God for all these good things I've mentioned, from number 1 to number 10. Our Lord, a lifetime of good things in the name of Jesus. And the best and greatest good thing God has for us is the Holy Spirit. I want you to love the Holy Spirit this year. Yes. Pray for the Holy Spirit. When He's coming in your life, you don't notice the effect, but gradually you change and you are guided. Your mind changes. The fact that you are even happy here is the Holy Spirit has made you happy here. Because it's very hot, eh? How many are feeling hot? I mean, it's not cool. It's not cool. The air conditioner for this place will cost us about $400,000. Yes. So, we haven't connected it. But you see, we are still happy. How many are okay? Raise your hand if you are okay. Yeah. Small sweating. I mean, when we go, we'll bath and we'll be all right. I mean, wait till man will see before. Your house, is there air conditioning in the house? And then when you come to church, you are complaining that there's no air conditioning in the church. This year, you will not feel hot.
I receive it.
Listen, everybody, close your eyes, lift your hands everywhere, and ask God, Lord, whatever good things you have for me in the year 2018, let me experience them. Let me enjoy them. Let me feel them. Let me experience them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paramala shindola makabarandane mara. Le paramashandola makabarandane mamandala baba. Me paradola mandale mandala balare le mandoro bodana la badile le vede. Marala mandevere le vede vere le vede le vede le vede le vede. Hey la mandala mama shata la babandala babandele vede. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Kamandala mamandala manali babandala ba. Rambalala mashandola bakabarandali mamandele. Hayro mondala babandele le mamandele le vede. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your glory. Now lay your hands on your head. Receive the good things from God in the year 2018. Maronda la baba, berilona manande berele 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 berele. Rababa baba 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 baba. Leila mama shandola makabara dali baba dala la baba la. Leila la mama dalele beke manda la baba baba dali baba dala baba. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory, Lord. We give you thanks. the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for answering our prayer today. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for good things. We open our hearts to receive every good thing that you have planned for us. We believe that Jesus Christ is a high priest of good things. And the gospel is a gospel of glad tidings of good things. And we receive every aspect. We receive it. We believe it now. We thank you for it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. Now every eye closed, every head bowed for a moment. If you are here this evening, you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, but tonight you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want the first good thing, which is glad tidings of the gospel, salvation. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ and be born again today. Maybe somebody invited you, but this is the best way to start the new year, is to give your heart to God. If you are here today and you want to say, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I want to receive you as my Savior, my Master, my Lord. Please come into my heart and change me forever. If you are here like that, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to be born again, then lift up your hand like this and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Wherever you are standing, outside, at the back, on the overflow, on stage, I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. I see so many hands. If you've lifted your hand, you want to tonight or this morning, first thing in 2018, I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. Then your hand must be up. And with your hand lifted up, I want you to come to me in the front here. Come. 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 Again, when you die, you will go to hell straight. Even if they don't tell you, it is in the Bible. The Bible says the rich man went straight to hell. There is a place called hell fire. You go straight. But today, God is setting you free. Amen. And that's why I invited you, if you would like to give your life to God, it's your opportunity. But it's not by force. And it's not about joining any church. It's about knowing Jesus. He told some people, I never knew you. Go to hell. I never knew you. How many want to know God today? This is your chance. Now, you know, there was a man, when we were preaching to him, he was laughing at us. But when he was dying, he started to scream. Because there are some people, they are hard. Whatever you do, they don't change. But Jesus offers you salvation. If you make yourself too hard, the day that you go to hell, then you see. You know? Because some people make themselves out, they are very strong. But when the day of judgment comes and you see that you are nothing, that is why it's better to humble yourself and give your life to Jesus. As for me, I gave my life to Jesus. I was about 17 years old. Since then, I've never gone back. Jesus is my Savior. How many of you here want Jesus to be your Savior and to change your life? Yes. Do you know what Jesus has for you? He has something called the blood of Jesus. Yes, that thing will wash away your sins and you change forever. That's how I changed. Because I wasn't a pastor. No, at all. Even church, I didn't like to go to church. Not much more to be a pastor. But when the blood of Jesus washed me, and I changed. Amen? Amen? Amen. This is your chance. If you choke, you'll go to hell. And when you are going, you will scream. Yeah. More than anybody else. How many want to scream? How many want the blood of Jesus to wash you and to change from today? How many of you here are more than 13 years old? All of you. How many are 13 years old? Is anybody 13 years old? Yes, 13. Anybody else 13? 13, yes. You know why I'm asking you? Because God has a plan for you. My bishop, Bishop Ed, he was 13 years old. And he came forward and gave his life to Jesus. Today he's a man of God. So there are some people here, you are 30, so you are 14, you are young. This is it. It's your chance. So from today, this is your church. I want you to come here every day. Always. That's why you are here, so that you see the way here. Yes. It's a change in your life. I said it's a change in your life. I said it's a change in your life. How many realize that you are bad? Raise your hand. If you know you are bad, raise your hand. If you know you are bad, raise your hand. Now, how many want the blood of Jesus to wash all these bad things away from your life today? Hallelujah. God is going to do that. And He's changing your life. Lift your hand and say this prayer with me. Close your eyes. Say this prayer. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and my Master. Please write my name in the book of life. I am a sinner. I myself know that I am a sinner. Please forgive me and wash me with the blood of Jesus. I give my heart to Jesus Christ. My soul to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. From today, I am born again. I am born again. I am a child of God. From today, I'll follow Jesus. From today, I am a child of God. From today, I am washed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Lift your two hands like this. Say, I love you. I commit myself to serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.